across the rugged Indian territory rides a tall young man on the mission of mercy. His medical bag strapped on one hip, his six-shooter on the other. This is Dr. Six-Gun. Another episode in the exciting adventure series, Dr. Six-Gun. Gray Matson, M.D., was the gun-toting frontier doctor who roamed the length and breadth of the old Indian territory. Friend and physician to white man and Indian alike, the symbol of justice and mercy in the lawless west of the 1870s, this legendary figure was known to all as Doc Six-Gun.
To be a stranger in the territory is sometimes a dangerous thing. Even I, Pablo the Gypsy, a friend to all men who have hard cash in which to buy, even I am sometimes greeted by a closed door, a drawn gun, or a rifle cocked and ready. Yes, midnight. This midnight, he is my friend, even though he is a bird. Yes, midnight talks. It has little of any importance. But then why should he be different from the rest of us? There is one man in the territory, my friend, Doc Six-Gun. Few times have I ever seen a door barred to him. Rarely have I seen the look of suspicion that meets a stranger. But one time I remember, we rode together across the Badlands from the Whitelinks River, Doc and I. We had met at Gary's Crossing, a little town. A town? One sod hut and a barrel of whiskey. Doc had treated a broken leg in the sod hut, and I had treated a dry throat and the barrel of whiskey. I ride an old man, I lead an old band, I walk to Montan for to throw the hula hand. Yes, even in the story, they were in the throne. They came the old man, they're back to the wrong.
Well, you know, Pablo, when I got out of medical school back east, I could have gone into practice with an old doctor outside of Philadelphia.
Oh?
I turned him down.
Why?
I said I never wanted to stay in an office. Said I never wanted to get sore from sitting in a swivel chair behind a desk. Well, if I'd only known. We've been riding for 6 hours today.
Yeah, well, at least a saddle doesn't swivel.
I suppose not. Hey, got any water left in your canteen?
No. But I have something in my canteen, which is not exactly water.
No water, no water.
Well, never mind. We'll hit Aaron's Brook over the rise. Good water there.
Yeah, maybe we can stay there a while, eh? Rest those swivel sores, eh, Doc?
Yeah, I got to hit Benson Ford by night.
Oh.
That kid there with summer fever.
Doc, how many miles a day would you have made in that swivel chair in Philadelphia?
There's Aaron Brook. All right, say, boy. He smells water.
Doc, there's smoke coming from the cabin chimney. Maybe we can get something to eat.
Charlie, Aaron's got enough trouble taking care of his kids. A lot feeding, too.
Rifle
shot. Get down. And he's hot. You see the smoke.
What are they shooting at us for?
I know.
Wait a minute, Doc.
Oh, there must be some mistake. Hey, Charlie! Charlie! Gray Matson!
I'm mistaken.
I don't get this. Charlie must be there. Buckboards in the yard. There's his horse in the corral.
Hey, Charlie! Doc, somehow I get the feeling Charlie Aaron is not receiving callers.
Something wrong. I'm going down there.
Make a clear target coming down the trail?
Yeah. Well, we'll circle around and come up to the cabin from the back.
You sure you wouldn't like to forget the whole thing? I'll let you have my canteen. Maybe you'd even like it.
Pablo, the horses don't care for Trading Post whiskey.
Oh.
Well, we've got to get down to that brook somehow. Come on, let's lead them around.
Anything.
There's no window on this side.
Oh.
Now, you wait here. I'm going to edge along the side of the cabin, around to the door.
Now, Doc, be careful. Keep that bird quiet.
All right, in here.
Doc. Don't you move no closer.
Hey, what's the idea?
I know how to shoot this gun. I'm warning you. My pa told me. Don't you come no closer.
I believe you.
You get out of here. You get away from here.
Where's Charlie Aaron?
You get out of here. I'll kill you. I killed one of them.
Aren't you one of Charlie's girls? Where is he?
Don't step no closer.
All right. Now, just take it easy. I'm not moving.
Drop your gun. Roll it down.
All right. Now, you be careful with that rifle.
Don't you worry. I know how to shoot it. My pa showed me.
Is your pa Charlie Aaron?
Sure. I'm Alice. Allie, he called me before. You get out of here.
But where is your pa?
Down by the brook.
I didn't see him.
He's there. I know.
Well, I just came by. What do you mean?
I buried him myself. I dug most of the hole. Didn't try to help, but she ain't but none. Couldn't lift the pick. You know, the ground's hard down by the brook. You wouldn't think it with the water and all. And there were big stones.
What happened?
He killed him. He came and he killed him. I was in the yard fixing the axle on the buckboard. He rode by and he shot him. He didn't even stop. I said, he killed him. Just lying there with the grease from the axle all over his clothes. He said, take care of him. I got whiskey in the pit, see? Don't move.
When did this happen?
5 years ago, maybe 6. I've been taking care of James just like he said. Water in his stock. I did all the chores just like I used to. I washed his shirt and ironed him real good. I always liked his shirt dying.
Your father's been dead for 5 days?
Maybe 6.
Allie, why don't you put down that gun? Don't you remember me?
He came riding by. We just thought he was going to water his horse at the brook, that's all. I saw him out the window. Came riding by. He was just fixing the axle on the buckboard, that's all.
Don't you remember me? Your pa brought you into my office when you had that burn on your arm. I fixed it up. Remember?
Him?
Yes, that's it. Remember me now?
Maybe. But sure. I better be sure.
Go on, Allie. Put down the gun. It's getting awfully heavy.
I don't know.
Come on now. Put it down.
Oh.
All right. All right now. It's all right.
Came back yesterday. I shot at him.
No. Don't worry about it. We'll just take you and Janie into town.
No. I can't. I gotta stay here. We gotta keep the place. Patrick, we gotta keep the place no matter what happens.
All right, now, Allie, don't worry about it.
Doc, is
Gabriel
here all right?
Come on in.
Is it all right? Who's this?
Charlie Allen's girl.
Well, what happened? Where is Charlie?
Never mind now. Where's your sister, Allie?
In the other room. I hid her behind the flower barrel. I thought he came back.
Who? Who came back? What happened to Charlie? What is this?
I don't know. But I think I'm going to find out. He's asleep now.
I don't understand what happened. Who would shoot a Charlie Aaron? Why?
When I got to calm down, I asked her if she recognized the man.
Did he?
No. Said he looked like an ordinary cowhand, except that his horse was kind of funny.
Funny?
That it was big. Much bigger than a cow pony, and with no mane.
A horse with no mane?
Crop from.
Oh?
That's the way they turn out horses in the East.
Oh.
Never see it in the territory. Although I seem to remember one of the hands from the Circle B riding into Frenchman's Ford on a hunter about 16 hands. And a tail docked and a crop mane. Yeah, he got into a fight with Curly Ladro about it.
Think this man came from Circle B?
I don't know. You don't see many big horses around. Mostly Mustangs and top ponies.
Well, the little girl could be wrong. She's hysterical.
Yeah. She could be wrong. Think I'll ride out Circle B tomorrow.
Hey, you're the doc from over in Sanction Falls, ain't you?
Yeah,
I thought so. Hey, listen, Doc, what's good for rheumatism? Got it in my elbow here, see? The hammer arm. I tried everything. Hot linseed oil, wagon grease.
Not too bad. I'm looking for your boss. Where is he?
You figure if I learned a hammer left-handed, I'd be all right?
Maybe. Where's Clint Mackey?
You want to see him?
Yes.
Oh, that's what it's come for. He's in the shed.
Thanks.
Hey, say about that rheumatism. I figured maybe if I hold it up...
Cow. I don't see no sore eye. Some cross eyed cowpokes hit me eye with a loop of rope, that's what. I just see they get sobered up when they get back in town before they go on night herd.
All right, Clint.
Hello,
Mackie.
Oh, hi there, Doug. Oh, I get this. Get it out of here.
Hands ain't what they used to be,
Doc.
Came to ask you about one of your hands, Clint.
No, which one, Doc? Some cowboys come and go so fast they don't get to know their names, hardly.
Listen, had a hunter in his string of ponies. 16 hands, drop mane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that, Charlie. Quick. He just pulled his horses out of the remuda and walked off. Owed me a week's advance there.
When was it?
Maybe a couple of weeks ago. Why?
I think maybe he shot down Charlie Aaron 5 days ago.
Charlie? What? You mean at Aaron's Brook?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's too bad. Yeah. His daughter was left all alone there, 15 years old. He buried her.
Oh, that's real sad. Well, look, if there's anything I can do, maybe I'll ride over today and bring her some supplies. My land runs up to Aaron's in that section.
Oh, that's all right. I'm taking care of him.
Let's see now. Ranny Evers. Yeah, that was his name, Ranny Evers. I never did like that fella. I wonder why he killed Aaron.
You haven't seen him, huh?
Not since he quit, no. Well, what's he going to do with the place? Aaron's kid, I mean.
I don't know.
She can't run it herself. I mean, a 15-year-old girl.
No, guess not.
Oh, gee, that's real sad. I can't understand it. You never did like that Ranny Evers. A bad one.
Yep. Well, I'll be riding back.
Well, let me know if there's anything I can do with you.
Doc! Hey, Doc!
You come into town to see me Saturday.
No, it ain't about my rheumatism, Doc. Just bend down here and look at the hoof of your horse. Come on, boy.
There's nothing wrong with that hoof.
I know. Now, listen, Doc. I heard what you said to Mr. Mackey. And...
Yeah?
Oh, darn, I can't tell you nothing. I need this job, Doc. I can't ride no more, and this here's the only outfit big enough to hire Smith. See, I just can't tell you, Doc.
You started. You better finish.
I can't. But I don't hold shooting down a man in front of his kid.
Smitty, what are you trying to tell me?
It's just this. You don't see no iron shoes on a cow pony, do you, Doc?
No.
Well, I shoot a horse with iron 2 days ago. A big horse.
Hunter?
I don't know them fancy names, but it was a big horse, crop mane. And if you looked in the right place, maybe you could find it now.
Where?
Maybe the back range up in the tablelands. Them iron shoes are easy to follow. You know Joe Ironfeather, the Apache fellow works for the survey office? He could track them easy.
Yes, Mr. Mackey.
Thanks. Just leave me alone now, Chief.
Yep, and he'll throw it right now, Doc. Just ride easy on it.
Thanks, Betty. I just don't like to see a critter suffer.
Any critter.
You sure this is the trail, Joe?
Doc, I learned the track from my grandfather. When I was little boy, he sent me out to hunt with one arrow. I track, but I don't eat. Hungry Indian boy learned fast.
Sure you can follow it?
Oh, I know how to follow iron horseshoe. I remember 5 years ago, I tracked cavalry squad 40 miles across the Badlands.
What happened to him?
Doc, let us talk of something else, eh? See? He turned up from trail. He came through maybe 3-4 times.
Ready? It's
in the draw, Doc.
How's it went on foot?
He won't trouble you, Doc.
What?
Look out there, Doc. You see? Circling? Mm-hmm. Something is dead. And it is not the horse.
Come on. There's the hunted.
There is the hunted, huh?
Shot. In the back.
Who is he?
A fellow named Everett, I think. Ranny Everett.
A friend of yours, Doc?
Friend? No. There's no friend of mine. Time over the hunter. We'll take him back to Frenchman's Ford. And then, Joe, I've got another job for you.
Sugar syrup. It's awful expensive, but she's only a child.
Sure, I know.
She's so scared at night. She cries.
She isn't afraid of Joe.
Oh, no. He tells her Indian stories about his grandfather. He comes out after he's to work, and he takes care of the place real good. I gotta thank you for fixing it up with him.
Oh, that was Joe's idea. Said his grandfather told him that the first duty is to the... Well, the orphaned.
Did you find out anything... I mean about Pa.
No. Only that the man who killed him got shot himself.
Joe told me that. Doc, I wanted to ask you something. I tried to ask Joe, but he doesn't understand about property or anything. He says everything in his tribe belongs to everybody, so he isn't much help.
What is it, Ellen?
I don't know what I ought to do. I mean, I try to keep the place up. Pa always said he'd never let it go. Do you think that's right?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, we get a little cash money from water rights, but I was thinking about Jane. I don't get time to do everything on the place and to raise her up right. Do you think I ought to sell?
Well, Allie, land isn't getting much these days. Not with the homestead territories opening up past the Lynx River. I don't think you'd get much of an offer.
But I did. Well, not as much as Paul said it was worth. But I was thinking maybe I'd better take it. Do you think I've got a right to sell after what Pa told me when he died?
Who made you the offer, Ellie?
Mr. Mackey from the Circle B. He said he felt sorry for me.
I see.
Everybody's been so nice to Jamie and me. You and the peddler and Joe. I suppose Mr. Mackey just wanted to help.
I suppose so.
Do you think I should sell, Doc? I mean, well, I'm 15. I gotta think of... Well, I mean, in time, we need more people. Pa said when I turned 15, it was time to start thinking about meeting more people.
Well, yes, he was right, Ellie.
Would you talk to Clint Mackey for me, Doc? You wouldn't mind?
No, as a matter of fact, I think I'd like to talk to Clint Mackey.
¶¶
Left-handed
farmer,
you learn how to rope a calf that way in Texas, you
want
to break his leg?
Hurry, boss! Oh, I'm telling you, Doc, I'd as soon get a bunch of girls out of one of them Spanish convents as like claw-headed rannies passing themselves off as top hands these days.
Yeah, must be top hands. Spread this Big Mackie.
Yeah, it is. You hear all them two-bit cattlemen in town crying in their whiskeys about how easy Clint Mackey's got it, sir. Let him come out here and try to run it one day, that's all. Just one day.
Hey, look, what are you trying to do? Kill that critter? Complain!
You know, funny you should want to get even bigger.
Huh?
Oh, I just heard you were thinking of buying the Aaron place.
Oh, that. Yeah, well, I felt kind of sorry for the girl. I mean, I don't need the land, nothing but mesquite and tumbleweed. Never knew why Charlie Aaron hung on to it. You can't raise cattle on alkali dust.
The girl doesn't know if she should sell.
Yeah, stubborn's her own name.
Hey, look out there. You got his leg.
Look, don't go away, Doc.
How about think you never branded a cat before? What do you think you're up for? Holding up your hand? Hold on!
Doc, sit down. Smitty, how's the rheumatism?
Oh, much better, Doc. Hey, what was that stuff you gave me? Some fancy medicine from back east?
Curtain oil. I had it left over from treating a stage horse with Flanders.
Yeah, it fixed me up real good. How'd the horse come out?
He died.
Oh. Well, it's mighty good for rheumatism, but...
He's gone away.
Mackie.
Listen, Doc. It ain't that Mackie's a bad boss, though he is, but I don't go to see an orphan get took.
What are you getting at?
Water.
Water?
The brook. Aaron's brook. Clint's been after that for years.
But he's got water on his place. A lot more than that brook.
Sure, there's water on the Circle B, but nowhere else except the brook. All them small cattlemen between here and the Mesa Verde, they got all the water at the brook. They used to pay Charlie Aaron for the water rights by the head.
Mackie wants to get all the water?
Yeah, without water, you ain't a cattleman. You're a busted bum, and you sell out cheap. Maybe you don't even get a dollar an acre. Now, don't let the little girl sell, Doc.
Well, it's her place.
Don't let her sell. You'll make Clint Mackey king of everybody between the Mesa Verde and the river. A king like in the Bible, only ain't fit for it.
Hey, what are you doing here, Smitty? You ain't finished the rims for the chuck wagon.
I was just talking to Doc, that's all, Mr. Mackey. Just talking about my rheumatism, that's all.
Well, we'll get back to work.
Sure, Mr. Mackey, sure.
Well, Doc, we were talking about helping out that Aaron gal.
Yeah. Well, Mackey, I think it's mighty decent of you to want to help a neighbor in trouble. I've got an idea she ought to sell you the land.
Well, that's real sensible, right?
But, of course, she does need a place to live. Now, do you think it'd be a good idea to split off an acre around his house?
Sure. I think that's fine.
Of course, the brook.
What do you mean?
Well, she's going to need water, cooking, washing, tending chickens.
What are you getting at, Doc?
We worked out fine, Mackie. You give her the money you offered, and she's still got a house and the brook.
Now, Doc, I kind of figured I'd take over the whole parcel. I mean, it don't hardly pay to run surveyor's stakes.
True. But you don't really need the water, do you, Mackie?
Well, no. Sure not.
All right, then that's all I'll advise her, to keep the water.
And she'll do what you tell her. Huh, Doc?
Well, she asked my advice, yes.
In the barn a minute, Doc.
Barn? Why?
Because I got a Frontier 45 pointing right at your middle.
Seems like sound reason.
Come on. Six gun of yours, Doc.
You want that water real bad, don't you, Mackie?
Real bad, Doc. Cattle market busted wide open.
Army canceled orders. When the zoo may be. Now, look, I got notes at the bank, Doc. I can meet them if I take over those stinking little spreads between here and the Mesa. But I gotta take them over cheap, and I gotta take them over real cheap.
You tried to get the brook from Aaron before, didn't you?
He was a real unreasonable man, Doc. I offered him twice what that sand heap of his was worth. I want that water. I didn't let Aaron stand in my way, and I ain't gonna let you.
You'll have to do it yourself this time, Mackie. You won't be able to bring in a gun hand, not after what happened to the last one. Not even a killer will work for a boss who pays off with a bullet in the back.
Can't have the man telling tales, Doc.
I can understand that, Mackie. But I...
Get away, Doc. Break your arm, Doc.
You ain't breaking nobody's arm, Mr. Mackey.
Get out of here, Smitty.
You don't understand, Mr. Mackey. My arm hurt real bad. Rheumatism it was. Doc fixed it up real good.
Get out of here, Smitty, before you get hurt.
Oh, don't hurt no more, Mr. Mackey. I I told you the doc fixed it up real fine.
Are you crazy? Oh, get out of here.
I'm going to stop you.
You know what?
I'm going to stop you from hurting Doc.
Are you threatening me, you old half-wit? Well, you haven't even got a gun.
No. No, I ain't got a gun, Mr. Mackey. I got my hammer.
What? Stop! Freddy. Freddy, you all right?
got hit in the arm, Doc.
Let me see.
I figure you better pick up them guns in case Mr. Mackey comes to.
Oh, he's safe for a while. That hammer hit him square between the eyes.
You see, Doc? I told you fixed up my rheumatism real good. There's only one trouble, though. I guess I hammered myself clean out of a job.
What's the news from the railhead?
At least Mackey hangs tomorrow. The territorial governor denied his appeal. Outside of that, the news is that the ladies are wearing silk collars again.
Travel.
Midnight does not approve. He's a very evil-minded bird. He prefers more ladies and less collar.
Well, he'll have to behave himself. I've got a lady visiting. Carlo, you remember Miss Aaron?
Oh, charm, senorita.
Hello.
Miss Aaron has come into Frenchman's Ford to meet people.
Well, I am certain that people will be most happy to meet Miss Aaron. That is, if she has improved her method of greeting since the first time I met her. A rifle shot around the ears does not exactly encourage friendship.
I don't think friendship is exactly what Miss Allie has in mind for courage.
You stop it, Doc. It's very serious. I'm not even close to getting married, and I'm almost 16.
You have been listening to Dr. Six Gun. Six Gun is played by Carl Weber and Pablo by William Griffith. Today's script was written by Ernest Kenoy. Heard in the cast were Denise Alexander as Allie, Bob Haig as Clint, Ken Williams as Smitty, and William Keane as the Indian. Six Gun, starring Carl Weber as the frontier doctor, with William Griffith as Pablo, the wandering gypsy, has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.